Blog Talk Radio.
This is Hindsight Radio. I represent it. The information station changing the nation.
You gotta watch your words. Your words in very subtle ways will come back on you. This is why someone has said, you know, make your words sweet in case you have to eat them. And it's good every day to ask yourself the question, you know, what am I talking up? Come on, say that with me. What am I talking up? You see, and you're always talking up something. It's good for you to know, what are you talking up? If there's something that you're going to do, you say, oh, I hate to do such and such. Oh, how I hate to do such. Oh, I hate to go such and such a place. You are putting a stumbling block in your way. As the scripture says, thou art ensnared by the words of your mouth. What am I talking up? Shout it together. What am I talking up? My life overflows with every kind of good. When you say that, you're talking up what? Every kind of good. I want you to stand up and shout those words and sit back down. Come on. Come on, together. My life overflows with every kind of good. You may be seated. Now that's the way you talk. You talk that up. And as I say again, never talk about how you hate to do this, how you hate to do that. If it's something that you feel that you really need to do, don't talk about how you hate to do it, because you make it harder. What is the oil well in a broader sense? I've defined the oil well as the overflowing source of all good, an overflowing source of health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, an overflowing supply. On the level of finance, I've defined the oil well to be an overflowing money supply. And of course, it's easy to see the connection there, because ever since oil came into such widespread use in this mechanical and industrial age, you know, whenever a person has struck oil, why, you know, he's rich, and, you know, money just comes. Now, it's not just this gentleman in question that has an oil well, but each one of us has an oil well. I have an oil well. I'm going to tell you what it is and where it is in 10 seconds. It's written down here. But I want you to affirm and to shout with me right now, I have an oil well. Say it again. Say it for the third time. See, it isn't enough for this gentleman that we were talking about to have an oil well. See, that's for me, too. What is this oil well? Where is it? I define the oil well as the infinite presence and power of God in you. And you strike oil when you recognize and draw upon the unlimited riches of God in you. I'm going to have the young lady who writes for me to come up here and write something on the board from the oil well prayer, the oil well affirmation. The words are these: God in me is my overflowing source and supply of all good. God in me is my overflowing source and supply of all good. This is your oil well now. Write it down. It's written down in many different ways in this success idea, but I want you to write it in your handwriting. I want you to write it on a piece of paper. God in me is my overflowing source and supply of all good. I'm going to add a word to that when you finish that. I'm just going to have you turn it around. Turn the board around and add one more word. I like playing with words, and it's important. That's right. All right, just wheel that board around there. And you're going to add one word. God in me is my unlimited, overflowing source and supply of all good. You on your paper, just add unlimited. I'm going to have you write the whole thing out again. God in me is my unlimited, comma, overflowing source and supply of all good. This is one little thing that, if we can get people to see it, will solve their problems of supply. People need to know what their source is and where their source is. A material oil well is not really your source. It may be a means of supply. Your job is not your source. It may be a means of supply, but it's not your source. The source is within you. The source is God in you. Some of you have written it down on paper. Some of you may have written it in your hearts. Now let's say this together. Come on. God in me is my unlimited, overflowing source and supply of all good. So that means, for example, that if you lose your job, you don't lose your source. As a matter of fact, many times when you seem to lose on the material level, it's only an opportunity for you to have a greater experience. Like me, when I got put out of the church, best damn thing ever happened to me. I had fulfilled my time in the church. And you see, many of you, the reason you're having a rough time in certain situations in your life is because you fulfilled your time in that particular context and you don't want to move on. And you're going to catch hell in any context that you fulfilled yourself in and won't move on from. Don't care if you did marry him. Please know your source, what it is and where it is. Your source is nothing out here. It's not the stock market. But where is my source? Within me. It's the God in me. The source may be described in many different ways. You can describe the source as the power of your imagination. Jesus said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Because as much as you can see yourself having, you'll have. As much as you can feel yourself having, you will have. And this is your source. And even the Bible tells us that the things which do appear were not made from the things which do appear. Sounds like a lot of gobbledygook. You have to really listen to that. The things which do appear are not made of things which do appear. Such gobbledygook. But let me give you an example of that. The airplanes that fly through the air now, so fast, so beautifully. Where did those airplanes exist first? In the mind. Is that right? You see, people call mind nothing when they don't understand the power and the allness of mind. This beautiful building, this comfortable building that we're sitting in, first of all existed where? In somebody's mind. Everything begins as an idea. This is why I call these monthly publications success ideas and try to get these success ideas into the hands and minds of people. Because all of the material things in your life are manufactured out of the ideas in your mind. If you have a nothing idea, you'll have nothing in your life. If you have a poverty idea in your mind, you'll have poverty in your life. If you get a success idea in your mind, you'll have success in your life. And this is the God in me that tells me that I can be, I can do, I can have. And this is my source, and it's an unlimited source. It's an overflowing source. You know, in all of my reading in the Bible, I never yet found that stingy God that they used to teach me about in the church. And this fellow was stingy. I'm talking about that God, you know, that they had in the church. He was so stingy, he was worse than Scrooge. And they taught us, first of all, when you prayed to ask him, now, Lord, if it be your will, help me. And, you know, he had to be begged. And sometimes you had to pray and fast for days and days and days to try to get him to make up his mind to bless you. But yet when we look in the Bible, we find a God of abundance. We find a generous God. My cup runs over. When Jesus multiplied the bread and the fish, there wasn't just a pinch for everybody, but after everybody had stopped themselves, the Bible says that there were 13 baskets full left over. God in me is generous. Say that with me. God in me is generous. God is just as generous with you as you are with yourself. Why? Because you are the one who measures out the blessings of God in your life. And I'll put that in the first person, and it'll shock some of you. I am...